If we have the right to use our reason, we certainly have the right to act in accordance with it, and no God can have the right to punish us for such action. Robert G. Ingersoll.
During the editing, I realized we had forgotten to thank the Napkin Pope for contributing this week's Ingersoll quote. So, first off, thanks, Napkin Pope, for the awesome quote. And you, too, can read an Ingersoll quote for us if you want. Just send it to us via email or Twitter or Facebook or whatever you got. All right, back to the show.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Hope you had a wonderful week.
Hope so, indeed.
Yeah, I know I did.
Okay, if you say so.
Well, I'm back in my original office.
Well, sort of.
Well, yeah, I'm back in my original office.
Is it?
We moved the studio. No,
well, I was going to say, this is like the third...
Right, but I'm back where I
belong. It was the original three offices ago.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
This is where it all started, was this room.
Was it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Anyways. So,
which reduces the echo.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes.
So we're good there.
Okay.
Anyways, I guess I'll get on to Twitterers.
That's usually how it goes, and damn, that's a list.
That is a list. So we've got Even Path Press, Pete Clark, Theodore Kalantzakos. I got that one.
I'm not so sure, but okay.
Disruptive Preacher, John Jackson, Music Moso. Yeah. Bernardus.
Musso?
Bernardus Areb. Yes.
So many apologies.
Michigan Creative. Kelly McCalsey.
Don't think so.
Leah M. Berry. I got that one.
Uh-huh.
Jessen M. Sorrels. I got that one, too.
It will say.
Yes, But Why Podcast. Doug Sandler. Podknife. P-Tan Podcast. Derek Cressman. Geekish Cast. Miguel CTP Timeout, Translate Trump, Kevin Triplett, and Real Life Beyond Faith, which is a formerly Christian current atheist couple that takes a deep dive into the experience of life after deconversion. And our 500th follower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were number 500.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, which was pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah, and as usual, apologies for his butchering of names as usual.
Anyways.
Yeah, just skim right over that one.
And I'm always butchering names. I'm good at it.
It's terrible. But anyway, it's not talent. That I'm any better. So
it's a talent.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
Anyway, so you can follow us on Twitter, too, at?
Secular Yakking?
Yes, Secular Yakking.
I was going to say secular.com. What the hell is that supposed to be?
Well, you can go to secular.com. It's a Secular Coalition for America, I think.
Oh, I was going to say, why is that in my head?
I don't know. But yeah, anyways. You can go there, too, and you know, tell them we sent you.
But Secular Yakking is better.
Yeah. Well, I don't have quite the staff of Secular Coalition for America.
You think?
Or the money.
You got Speaking none of it.
The Patreon goal is to get the money that Secular Coalition for America has.
Oh, yeah. You keep going there with that.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Anyway.
Yes, dear.
News.
That's usually why we're here.
Yep. A Christian cult that keeps slaves.
Today. Okay.
The World of Faith Fellowship in Spindle, North Carolina, has been our radar for a while now.
Of course, it's North Carolina.
We talked about them in episode 91.
Okay, sure.
When they abused members for such outrageous crimes as having sex on their wedding night.
What?
Or wanting to leave the cult.
So both of those are crimes.
Yes.
In their opinion, of course.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
There is it has a history of sexually assaulting members and bribing local officials to overlook.
Wait a minute. They sexually assault their members?
Yeah.
Okay, this is weird. Sounds like a book I read once, but anyways, go ahead.
Anyways, yeah, and they bribe local officials to overlook these issues.
Oh, it does sound like a book I read.
Yeah. There's much, much more, but you have to go to episode 91 to hear the full story because that took me like 15 minutes.
Last one
is forever.
Yeah, I don't remember, but sure.
Well, after all that from episode 91, I didn't think this group could get any worse.
Mm-hmm.
Well, was that wrong?
I was going to say, you sure about that?
An Associated Press investigation has found that the Word of Faith Fellowship used its two church branches in Latin America's largest nation to siphon a steady flow of young laborers who came on tourist and student visas.
So they were taking foreigners and making them work, basically.
Yeah, they were. So we'll get into a little bit of that.
Oh, okay.
So Andre Oliveira left his Word of Faith Fellowship congregation in Brazil to move to the main church in North Carolina at the age of 18. Uh-huh. His passport and money were confiscated by the church leaders for safekeeping.
That should raise some flags.
Trapped in speaking little English, he said he was forced to work 15 hours a day, usually for no pay. First cleaning warehouses for a secretive evangelical church, and later at businesses owned by the senior ministers.
Wow.
Any deviation from the rules risked the wrath of church leaders, as we discussed earlier. He said it ranged from beatings to shaming from the pulpit.
And that's in today's time. I mean, yeah. It sounds like something from another time, first of all. And second of all, like some crazy ring of some kind, you know?
Yeah. He said, they trafficked us up here. They knew what they were doing. They needed labor and we were cheap. Hell, free labor, he said.
Slave labor.
Slave labor, yeah. Mm-hmm. Perhaps to circumvent the rules against employment, church leaders sometimes referred to forced labor projects as volunteer work.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And yet, they're the good moral people. Hmm, let me think. Seriously?
Yeah.
And they sleep at night.
Yeah. Ross Essenbry of the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., think tank focused on labor issues, said rental properties are for-profit business. Oh, I need to read the first part of that. such work included ripping out walls and installing drywall in apartments owned and rented out by the senior church members.
So, how long did this go on for?
Years.
And it years. Was unnoticed.
Bribing local officials.
Oh. I was going to say, so that means if they're bribing local officials, that they can't go to any authorities for help as right. well.
Yeah. Yeah, and using volunteer workers for for-profit businesses is illegal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was reading.
I didn't know that.
Some of them said they'd been lured to the U.S. by promises of attaining a college education, but were unable to study or attend classes because of the work schedules.
I was going to say, they're working too hard.
Yeah. Andre says, there were times when I get done at 4 a.m, knew I had to get up by 8 to go to work, and I would sit there staring at my books. But how can you concentrate? You're just too tired.
That's crazy. And there was no one they could turn to? How did they get caught in eventually anyways?
This all stems from the... episode 91 investigation.
Yeah. See, don't remember that.
Well, someone had escaped the church, right? Uh-huh. And it got reported, and the Associated Press started digging into it and found all these things that were going on.
Now, were there criminal charges?
There's criminal charges going on. Lots and lots of them.
Now, how long ago did this happen?
This year.
Oh, this was this year even? Yeah. Jeez. You wouldn't think you could get away with something like that. Today, you know, it just seems so before everybody's into everybody else's business kind of a time frame, which is why I was talking about, you know, is this today kind of a thing. It seems like it was decades ago when it was easier to hide things from the public, you know.
Well, if you're an insulated church who doesn't have to report anything on taxes or another anything like that, it's easy. That.
Yeah.
I can make this one step worse.
Okay, sure.
Some of those interviewed were male Brazilians, as well as church members, obtaining green cards for permanent residency and being able to legally work by being married off to female American congregants.
So it would make them look legal.
The arranged marriages also addressed the fact that Spindle congregation was more unmarried females than males, and under the rules, congregants aren't allowed to date outside the church.
They were not just slaves, they were prisoners.
They were.
I mean, in the true sense, they were slaves / prisoners.
Well, they were more slaves because prisoners have more rights than these guys.
Well, I don't necessarily mean prisoners in our jail system. I mean prisoners as of, like, kidnapping kind of prisoners.
Yeah, they were just slaves.
Yeah.
This was pure slave labor.
And it's still, I find it unreal that in today's society that can go down. But then again, coming to find out, there's a lot of stuff that goes down that most people don't realize goes down.
Yeah.
I mean, children trafficking and, I mean, all kinds of crap that you're like, how is that, you know, just go unchecked like that?
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
Speaking of prison.
Okay, segue.
Yeah, county offers reduced jail time for birth control.
Okay, I find this ridiculous.
Well, let me read it.
The title alone, county offers reduced jail time for birth control. Those two shouldn't go together.
Okay. Inmates in the White County, Tennessee jail can shave 30 days off their jail sentence if they undergo elective birth control procedures.
Oh, it's 30 days?
30 days.
Whoopee-doo. Whoopee-doo.
Both male and female inmates can volunteer for the new program. Women receive implant in their arm.
Right.
Which provides up 3 years continuous birth control. Men undergo a vasectomy.
Okay. Stop the choo-choo right there. Okay. First of all, the implant in their arm only lasts 3 years for the women. A vasectomy, most of the time, is irreversible.
It's pretty permanent, yeah.
Kind of unfair right there. And then, to backtrack, it only knocks off 30 damn days to their sentence. That's retarded.
Yeah, I agree.
Not to mention, this is even offered in the first place.
So, the procedure is free and conducted by Tennessee Health Department. General Sessions Judge Sam Benningfield signed the standing order on May 15th, enforcing the program. He said, I hope to encourage them to take personal responsibility and give them a chance when they do get out, not to be burdened with children. This gives them a chance to get on their feet to make something of themselves.
So basically, don't let them breed.
Don't breed.
Don't let the criminals, the bad guys, breed.
Right.
So I have a question. Does this for any person in the jails, regardless of what their crime was?
I didn't read the bill that deeply.
Because
it's bad enough.
Is it for everyone? And does he just it would deem have to everyone?
Be. Now, this is county offenses. This is county right. level. So it's probably civil offenses and minor. It's probably not for felons.
Right. No, I know. But it just seems really ridiculous.
But here's the thing. When you get a vasectomy, you are essentially giving up your right to have children. In the future.
That's how it works.
I mean, at least with the implant in your arm, that can be easily removed.
That's what I'm talking about. I know. That's insane. And not only the fact that this judge is offering this in the first place, which is just mind-boggling ridiculous, but the fact that it's heavily cited. I mean, that's ridiculous. You can't compare the two. Oh, sure, you know, this you could take off in 3 years, but this, now you're screwed for the rest of your life if you decide years down the line after you did straighten up your life, which is what he wants them to do, and then they settle down and say, you know, they wanted kids, but now they can't have kids.
Kids, who's going to pay for the vasectomy reversal?
Well, they would have to, and you do know a lot of the times that does not work.
Right, so...
Actually, most of the time it doesn't work. So,
but that therein lies the problem.
What?
You have essentially restricted the rights of poor people to breed, to have children, because they'll never be able to afford the vasectomy
That's
reversal.
That's what I'm talking about. This is ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, hand out free condoms or something. You know, oh, wait, I think they already do that, or at least used to.
Yeah.
But to tell them they can get a vasectomy and they'll get out of jail, and it's only 30 days earlier, that's just a waste of time. I mean, to trade your rest of your life's worth of procreating to 30 extra days out of free lunches in jail?
No.
I mean...
Well, the ACLU has put out a statement.
Uh-huh.
Offering so-called choice between jail time and coerced contraception or sterilization is unconstitutional.
Yes, it is.
Judges play an important role in our community. Overseeing individuals' childbearing capacity should not be part of that role.
Yes, the fact that this judge even brought it up in the first place is asinine.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe he actually gave out this plan. And actually, when I read it, it stated that he was making his jail mandatory for participating in this program. Now, he's not forcing the jailmates or anything to do this. They're not being forced to do this, but the jail itself is being forced to hold this program at their jail.
Right.
That I did read, and on his orders.
Yeah, which is ridiculous.
And it's just absurd. And I also heard that they've had several participants do
like
it,
30,
actually. 30, I think.
I think 30 of each. 30 men, 30 women?
No, it wasn't 50-50.
Well,
I do know that.
It's 32 women, 38 men.
Yeah, that's crazy numbers. I mean, especially if it's, you know, county jail. How many did they got in there? I mean... But well, regardless.
It's a ridiculous idea.
How many men?
38.
Well, it's their choice, but I still think it's insane.
It says there's men currently waiting to have the vasectomies performed.
Yeah, I mean, well, I guess they see it as
line.
A free chance to sleep around and not have any consequences.
I mean, guess, free vasectomy, whatever.
Yeah, free vasectomy, go to jail and win a free vasectomy. I mean, is that going to encourage or discourage more crime based on some guy's opinions.
Not sure.
Or women, for that matter, although it only lasts 3 years, but still.
But still, yeah.
Crazy.
Has God We Trust invaded your town? Are you tired of government officials who want to plaster In God We Trust on taxpayer-owned property? Are you afraid because your local sheriff placed an In God We Trust decal on the patrol cars? We are here to help. The original motto project is for those who feel the separation of church and state is an important issue and should be honored regardless of your belief or lack thereof. Theists, non-theists, and all free thinkers are welcome. We need your support to show politicians that diversity exists within our nation, and their promotion of a monotheistic religion and push for theocracy will not be tolerated. Stand up and be heard. Join us at originalmotto.us.
All right. I got some more stuff.
One would hope. That's kind of the whole point.
So normally we like to deal with the stuff that nobody really talks about, but when Ken Ham comes up, I gotta cover it.
Well, maybe someone hasn't. You don't know. Don't give me that face.
Anyway, Ken Ham screws the government.
Well, there's a new thing.
3 days after the state tourism official suspended an $18 million tax incentive, officials at Noah's Ark theme park have sold their main...
Did you forget the name for their second?
Yeah. I've sold their main parcel back to the for-profit entity for $10. Mm. So I need to get into a little bit of history here. Correct. At least a couple weeks worth.
Yeah.
So Ken Ham didn't want to pay what was called a safety fee.
Because he's cheapskate. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was 50 cents on every ticket.
Oh, okay.
Which already cost $40.
Which is nuts.
Yeah, I think we did
Disney
talk...
Disney nuts.
I think we did talk about this. That he did was we? He didn't want to pay it. He was pissed off about it, right?
Okay.
So, he sold the art park to the Creation Museum.
Which he owns.
Which he owns.
Uh-huh.
Which is a non-profit.
Can you do that? Can you sell something to yourself and call it sold?
Yeah, there's
isn't some... that insider trading kind of thing?
I mean, there's so they're different legal entities. So they have different boards, but they're the same board. It's really stupid.
Yeah, that just sounds like some kind of insider.
I think we covered some of this.
Okay, if you say so.
Anyway, so he sold that probably in an attempt to avoid paying the safety fee.
I'm sure it was
right, and which would have made him ineligible for property taxes as well.
Oh, okay.
So the deed puts the property worth $18 million, although the Grant County has it assessed for $48 million.
That's a big difference.
Yeah,
it's a big difference.
So the county and the state sent them a letter saying, "Guess what? You don't get your $18 million in sales tax incentive because you've broken the original agreement."
Okay.
So the original agreement was that it would stay under the control of Art Park LLC, whatever her name is, right? And because they sold it to Canyon something or other, Crosswater Canyon,
right?
Those sales tax incentives are no longer available,
right?
$18 million.
That's a big chunk.
So he sold it back.
Okay, here we go again.
Right,
back
to the original Art Park people.
Okay,
right.
Which again is him.
Right, for $10.
Okay.
Right. And it's
so just, that he wouldn't have to, so he was, he's hoping to still get that $18 million.
Well, here's my take on this.
Okay.
And, I'm probably going to get corrected somewhere. My take is when he originally sold the art park, the contract agreement is no longer valid.
You would assume so. Cause he broke it.
He broke
right there.
Right. So you can't reinstate the contract or
without
agreement.
Legally reinstating the contract, I would assume.
Without signing new agreements.
Right, that's what I mean.
Right.
Legally signing a whole new thing, because once you void it, you void it.
Right, that's my opinion on this.
Right, because we don't know for sure, but at the same time, so he's hoping to get that back, to not get screwed out of the 18.
Yeah.
Say, like, oh, no, you didn't see me, I didn't do that, it's right back where it was.
Yeah. Williamstown Mayor Rick Skinner said that the city council would like to talk more with the ARC officials, but so far they have not met.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a feeling that now, the problem is this city and county are very sympathetic and very much in favor of this art park crap, right?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, they basically gave them the property.
Yeah, right.
Right, and they didn't put up any resistance when there was allegations of discrimination in hiring and all this other stuff, right?
Oh, right, right.
So it's more than likely they're just going to reinstate the $18 million tax
and
incentive.
And just let it go.
Yeah, and just let it go, which is just wrong.
Yep. Because anyone else in it, that wouldn't have been the case.
Okay, no one else would do this.
Well, you know what I mean. I don't mean...
Ethical people would not do this.
No, of course not. But I'm just saying, circumstance-wise, if it was... You're right. Someone ethical would have done it in the first place. But if they had, they would have been screwed.
Yeah, they would have.
But here, it's probably just going to get tucked away and, you know, nobody noticed it happened.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. Technically, I wonder if he committed some sort of crime. It's like he's defrauding...
It sounds like tax evasion.
It's fraud. He's defrauding the government.
Yeah.
By trying to operate a ministry as a for-profit organization.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
And trying to get the benefits of both.
From the beginning, it sounds like he's in the act of committing a crime. Why is... I don't know exactly what crime that would be, but... Because I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
Fraud.
But at the... Whatever. I'm just saying, it's definitely a crime.
I think so.
Because he's trying to avoid having to pay what he's due to pay.
Right.
Or what have you.
He's been trying to avoid paying taxes on this
for a long time.
Since the beginning.
Yeah.
He overvalued the park.
Well,
he over...
Who could have called that?
He over estimated the number of visitors so that he could get his big old tax incentives.
Uh-huh.
And then when they come back and say, we want 50 cents per ticket, he's like, well, I only had 1 million visitors.
Uh-huh.
Like, come on, really? You said you'd have 1.52 million.
Who could have called that one?
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
I am an old man, and most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
Yep.
Potter.
Mr. Potter Award.
And who is on the chopping block today?
Texas Representative Blake Farenthold.
We're going to Texas.
Yeah, I looked up how to say his name because I wanted to get it right. Farenthold. Old. Farenthold.
Whatever.
Anyway, he suggested in a recent interview that he'd like to duel with female senators he blames for the Senate's failure to repeal and replace Obamacare.
Wait a minute. Physically duel? Is that what he wants to do?
Well, kind of.
Or just have a little back and forth?
Yep. Farenthold told radio station in Corpus Christi,
why
Texas.
Why female senators?
Shh, listen.
Go.
In Corpus Christi, Texas on Friday that some female senators from the Northeast are responsible for the Senate's failure to pass a bill.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And this is a direct quote.
Uh-huh.
If it was a guy from South Texas, I might ask him to step outside and settle this Aaron Burr style.
Oh, wow.
I don't know about you, but every time I hear Aaron Burr, I think about that old milk commercial.
Nope.
Oh, God. Anyway, so there's this guy that runs the Aaron Burr Museum, or
sure,
the Alexander Hamilton Museum,
mm-hmm,
and he's eating a peanut butter sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a radio contest for like $1 million if you can answer who shot Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, uh-huh.
And he's got a mouthful of
peanut butter, talk.
And he's looking at all the stuff. Says Aaron Burr, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, and he's got no milk, and it comes up and says got milk. So it's funny.
Damn, babe.
I like that commercial.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyways, story time.
Oh yeah. So Vice President Aaron Burr shot and killed Alexander Hamilton. I didn't just cover that. In 1804, during a duel. He was the only vice president to kill somebody while in office, if I remember right.
Okay.
I may be wrong, but it seems right.
Oh, yeah.
It's not clear who Farenthold was referring to. He said it was absolutely repugnant that the Senate hadn't passed a bill to repeal Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
However, Senator Susan Collins of Maine has been a major opponent in her party's draft registration dismantling Obamacare. Senators Shelby Moore, Capito, and Lisa Murkowski also have opposed the measure.
Uh-huh.
So, probably one of those.
So...
And yeah, he's talking actual duel. You know, pow-pow.
Right, yeah, I know.
You know, count to 10 and turn.
I got that. Where does he think we are, or what time frame?
I don't know, but I kind of thought this was a good idea. Only, instead of a duel, we should use trial by stone.
I'm not going there with you.
Trial by stone.
No, I'm not doing it.
Anyways, that's my idea.
Uh-huh.
We should solve all congressional issues with trial by stone.
Yeah, there's a great plan. Anyway, so him as a potter... Why did you choose him as a potter?
Oh, my God. We're not done.
Okay. Because I know there's got to be more than this.
But this is
kind of... Eh.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, you're right. This is not the first time his mouth has gotten him into trouble.
Oh, okay. See, now we're getting better.
When the video of Donald Trump boasting about groping women in the most graphic terms came out during the campaign, news outlets were asking GOP members how they can defend him. Members like Representative Blake Farenthold.
Mm-hmm.
Things didn't go well for him when he appeared on MSNBC's All In with Chris Hayes. Farenthold says, until he does something bad to make him worse than Hillary, I'm still in.
Seriously?
Okay. Farenthold said after referring to the vulgar comments as locker room talk. So Chris Hayes pushed Farenthold a little further, asking what his take would be, what it would take for him to rescind his endorsement of Trump. This is from Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
If a tape came out with Donald Trump saying, I'd really like to rape women, would you continue to endorse him?
Okay, I gotta know.
He says, that would be bad. I would have to consider it.
He has to freaking consider it. Are you goddamn kidding me?
Seriously, that's what he said.
Jesus Christ, what
an
ass. On
TV.
Well, that's even more stupid.
Yeah. After the interview and after the Democrats jumped all over him for this answer, he decided to walk back what he said.
I would think about it. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He said, I apologize for my failure to...
No, he doesn't.
...to immediately condemn anyone who would say something as outrageous as they like raping women.
Fat liar.
During an interview on MSNBC with Chris Hayes, I was thrown off by the anchor's use of a hypothetical question. I do not and have not ever confirmed rape or violence against women.
What an ass.
This is not the kind of man I believe Donald Trump to be.
Oh, he's so full of crap. He's just whining because people didn't like his response.
You want to know how full of crap
he is? That's why he's apologizing, quote-unquote, apologizing.
Yeah.
What?
Well, he doesn't stop there.
Why does that not surprise me one damn bit? Because he's a pig. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, he was being sued for sexual harassment of an
employee. Oh, yeah, looky, there you go.
He posted some sexist remarks on a frequent flyer forum. You ready for these? I get upgraded. It's my seat. I can give it to my wife if I like, or if I'm traveling alone, the hot redhead in 12B in hopes of ...
He's married, and he still says this as well?
Yeah.
Let alone behaves like he does?
Yeah.
Why the hell would someone be married to that schmuck?
I don't know.
I mean, are you kidding me? Oh. Anybody could do better.
Okay, let's go to the next one.
Fine.
Pregnant wife in business class, me in economy. Waste of 9 hours of free booze.
Oh my god, he's an asshole too.
Then he goes on, pregnant wife and economy with me in business class. Waste of 9 months of my happiness.
Wow, he's a winner. Ladies must be lined up at his door.
You have no idea.
That doesn't sound good.
In a thread about when it's acceptable to eat alone, he wrote that at hotel bars are for cocktails only, unless you are single and looking, or in Las Vegas, where it happens in Las Vegas, stays in Vegas. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah, I got that.
His list of exceptions to those rules include Hooters and room service when hungover.
Oh, my God. And this guy is, what is his job?
He is a senator.
Holy shit. Wow. Oh, my God. And you have to, do you vote senators in?
Yes, they are elected.
I thought so. Why?
No, I'm sorry. He's a representative. He's a congressman.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter.
But either way.
He's still elected.
Why? Why would you vote for some jerk like that? Oh my God, he's such a pig.
Oh, I'm not done.
Go ahead.
So he got some attention when a BuzzFeed reported that he was the owner of a naughty sounding domain name, blowme.org.
Seriously? Oh, that's good.
But he says he owned a computer consulting business and he bought the domain for
sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Yeah. He plans not to renew it.
Oh, sure he doesn't.
And when he's
changing something better.
And when he first ran for Congress, a photo surfaced of him wearing duck printed pajamas.
Oh my God, is that him?
Posing with scantily clad lingerie models.
That's him?
That's him.
No way.
Yeah.
I was just kidding on the fat asshole or whatever the hell I said, but okay.
Yeah.
It was just more like a smug remark, but what an ass. I gotta stop saying that. This is not an explicit show.
That's fine. We can say that.
I can't believe he can behave like that. One, he's married. Two, it's condoned and nothing is really said about his behavior. And the fact that he freaking got voted in.
Yeah. After some of the stuff was brought to light, his third term.
Well, that's Well, he obviously is just hunky-dory with his behavior, so, but, you know.
The worst is yet to come.
Oh, come on.
The suit we mentioned earlier against Farenthold was filed by his former communications director, Laura Green, and alleges that the congressman and his chief of staff created a hostile work environment.
I bet.
Sexually harassed her and wrongfully fired her.
That doesn't surprise me.
In documents first discovered by the National Law Journal, Green also alleges that Farenthold regularly drank to excess and admitted to another employee that he had sexual fantasies and wet dreams about her.
Oh, God. And he did this at work?
At work.
Talk about inappropriate and sexual harassment.
Yeah, this guy's a real...
He's a winner.
He is a winner.
Oh, my God. Is he? He's like something on a movie that you would watch, you know? Some of those... You know, chick flick kind of movies, you know, the winners kind of guys that are at the bars that you're like, oh my God, are you kidding?
Yeah. So it looks like Texas has a real sexist pig on their hands, but he respects women not enough to duel them.
I forgot about the dueling. That's where we started this.
Yeah.
I was caught on all the other stuff. That's unbelievable. I don't know. I mean, Potter, yes, or should we call him Porker?
Porker.
Mr. Porker Award.
Oh my God.
He's, oh my gosh. And I can't believe he's in the position that he is in. And I did not mean what I just was thinking of wise, but that he was elected. Forget it. I give up.
Yeah, that's, I'm going to say that's all, folks.
Oh, I'm so going to have to say that's the end. That's all, folks.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Patreon page.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
Bye-bye, boys.
Have fun storming the castle.
Think it'll work?
It would take a miracle.
Bye-bye.